Twitter questions coming in. The first one was, will you date me? I'm assuming the answer is probably not to some random person on Twitter.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't... I mean, I date around, but I don't know, not strangers, I guess.
You need to at least come up and talk to you in Pomona this weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, come up and say hi. Come to the Pomona race and I'll say hi to you, yeah.
Fair enough. All right, so we had another one here. They want to talk about your sister. They want to talk about Brittany. Is she moving up or is school a priority for her right now?
Actually, Brittany already got her teaching credentials, so she's done with school. She's actually very eager to get back into the seat of a race car. So she was racing top alcohol dragster, and now we're building her a three-rail dragster. So she's waiting to get back into that, either in A-field dragster or possibly testing it as a top-field dragster with a restrictor plate. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron, contrast maybe the being in the dragster versus what it's been like to be inside the funny car?
Yeah, I was a little nervous at first. I started off in a super comp dragster, moved into A-field dragster after that, and I got used to it. You know, I got used to how to drive the car, obviously a long rail dragster, and then making the transition into the funny car was very extreme. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, driving wise down the racetrack, I think that was the biggest thing, and I was very afraid of having a body over me instead of just being open to the air. And, but my dad always tells me, you know, you're very protected with a body over you, so you should be good. You don't need to worry. If anything happens, you have a shell around you, so you'll be safe. So I think that was a little bit more comforting. And luckily, when I got in the car and they put the body down, it wasn't too nerve-wracking. I was able to handle it.
Cal State Fullerton, Ashley went there as well, and she's been recognized. I think she was on the cover of the magazine
Titan,
as well.
Yeah,
Titan magazine. What was your experience there as a Titan?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously have tried to follow in Ashley's footsteps. You know, I knew when I found out she wanted to be a race car driver, and she obviously knew I always wanted to do that. She went into Cal State Fullerton. I'm like, I'm going to stick close to home. I don't want to go anywhere far. But yeah, Cal State Fullerton, it was a great school. I had so much fun there, and obviously the faculty was great. I had great teachers and professors that taught me a lot, so I'm hoping to go back and do what she did and kind of, you know, hang out and be around the school and kind of be a part of it, because it is our local school. You know, I didn't go far from home.
So she, back to the TV show for a second, you know, that you were younger then, obviously it was several years ago, but you know, some people don't like the camera being around all the time. What's your takeaway now, a couple years removed? How do you look back on that time doing the reality show? Is that something you'd want to do again?
I mean, it was fun doing the reality show. It was obviously a different experience. It was a little tough. I was going through high school, and it was kind of a tough time because, you know, I was confused trying to figure out what I was going to do and what school I was going to go to and try to figure out my life and get it all in order. And then having a camera there to follow you around 24 hours a day was kind of different. And, you know, having your private life out on national television was something that is hard to get used to. But after a while, you know, it became all right. You know, they just showed our passion and how our family came together and our passion for drag racing, which I thought was pretty cool that we presented to the fans. And it actually pulled in a lot of fans over to the NHRA races. So that, I think, was the best thing that came out of that show, which, yeah, I wouldn't mind doing another one. We're actually in the process of building a pilot for one, so we'll see.
Okay, good. What about your favorite track? I mean, you tour all around the country. We see on the starting lines all the time on television. What's your favorite track and why?
I would have to say right now, I kind of want to go with Reading, Pennsylvania. That was my Pennsylvania. I went there for the first time ever in my life. I was always in school, so I got to go there this season, and I thought it was so beautiful. Like, I've never seen a place like that before. So that's probably one of my favorite tracks, and that in Pomona, because it's my home track, and I'll have to go far. I love it.
Okay,